It belongs to me now, until I release you. A command that makes you shiver. A woman saying that to you deliberately, looking you in the eye, or tugging your hair, placing her hand on the back of your neck, maybe even reaching down to check that hardness becomes limpness. A woman saying, I'm taking your arousal and erection from you. It belongs to me now, until I release you. And you feel the click of the device being pulled away. And now there's an interrupt in the circuit. Now certain kinds of thoughts, even if they are generated by your libido and by your brain's chemical arousal response, are going to find there's an interrupt, and they can't quite get to the parts of your body which have a nervous system response, a libido response involving heightened blood flow to your cock. It might still feel good to rub on it, but the will to do that fades away. And there's the fact that your system will have been rebalanced in the moment she removes the device. The moment she says, I'm taking your arousal and erection from you. It belongs to me now until I release you. That command takes it away, unslots the device for hard cock thoughts. But it leaves the limp fantasies that have driven you here in the first place firmly in place. Now your system knows what it is to not be 50% hard cock fantasy and 50% limp chaste desire, or whatever balance you had before. Now it is 100% limp chaste desire, an overwhelming, almost life-changing process that the woman will be able to see playing out in your eyes after she has commanded the removal of that first device, the one which would have allowed signals about hard-cocked fun to travel down below, signals about arousal and libido, instead of signals about being turned on, but not hard, intellectually aroused and stimulated in the specific method of limpness filling you 100%. Chaste desire, limp exploration. These thoughts in the background are powerful enough. I am presenting an idea of you which has its own allure. You thought about the look in a woman's eyes when she realizes, from the look on your face, that you have switched over to desiring, fetishizing, exploring limp chastity, the joy you would give. That exploration flows into your brain at a slightly more rapid clip. All of these ideas are queuing up. When these structures get slotted into your mind like this, an awareness and understanding that there are pieces and parts of you which metaphorically may be embodied in a chip that can be tugged out with the right words. But also there's just a desire you have, a stricture, a unique capability possessed by those who want to submit and explore limpness, chastity. You have the ability and capacity to have that chip just tugged out. Because there are other parts of your system which arouse you, which stand in entirely parallel systems of fetishistic, libidinous, arousing thought that exist in your system. But when you tug away a traditional sense of physical arousal and leave your cock limp, loose, relaxed, well, that's just another subset of trance capability, but also of dialing down one thing so another thing can be truly enhanced to explore. In your lifetime, you want to explore true limpness, to have a woman turn to you and say, I'm taking your arousal and erection from you. It belongs to me now until I release you. And that image, that vignette, that thing you have painted within your mind that is the image of a woman doing that to you, and you finding your cock limp, loose, relaxed to the limit, as other things grow more arousing, as the idea of being in chastity for her grows more powerful, that is a function you want within you. It is a trigger, a switch, a device for use. Developing systems which exist in you, be they muscle memory awareness or just, oh, I've seen this 1,000 times before, now it is natural that I will place myself in the appropriate mental state to deal with it. These things are functions we already perform. They happen fast and in the background. They happen underlying everything.